Hi, my name's Will Niels. I'm a lifetime resident of the St. George River Valley in Appleton and Hope. And I'm not from the islands. My people were long hairs when they came here in the late 60s and early 70s, so I'm a long hair. But it's a context. I have a question, I promise, but there's context. Everything in life is in the context. First off, this meeting is a sham and a shame. It's a shame not on us in the audience. It's a shame on those who represent the people who would do us and our communities harm. This plan is graft for Proc Marine and its pipe dreams of tugboat captains. I'm not saying the tugboat captains don't need business. I know they do. But there's a lot more people catching bugs in this bay. It is despicable that this project is being forwarded without an automatic public hearing. The idea that these meetings are enough and that people are voicing concerns, let's be clear. When you're talking about multiple hundred years of families and generations living on hardscrabble islands surviving against the elements, that is not concerns. Those people need to be respected. And the reason this is the context again is because in our state, our history has three primary forms of economic benefit for us. The first, of course, is logging. Now, we've all seen what happened with mechanization. The bunchers have put almost everybody else out of business. We know what happened. It's destroyed the state for logging. Okay, fishing. I'm going to come back to that. That's the important one we're talking about here today. Farming. What's happened in the last 10 years? We've lost dozens of family farms because people got into the banks and they ended up losing their farms. Okay, those are our three core. That's our history here. They're trying to make us a service industry all along the coast. That's been oppressed for the last 120 years. So we have to understand what's going on here. So when we talk about fishing, what we're talking about is the last remnant economic option for our people, for them to be able to control their own destinies. And let's be clear, the people you look at in this room, I'm from Appleton, they're not my people. I didn't grow up on an island, I'm a Flatlander. But I go out to Islesboro, my band plays concerts for lobster billies. The lobster billies should be respected. They're the toughest and the bravest people and rednecks in this state. And you'll do well to remember that when you come in with grand plans from America and you're cited data about how well it went in Providence and Boston and Long Island Sound. This is not Providence and Boston and Long Island Sound. You're in Penobscot Bay. And you do well to remember that. And lastly, I want to point out, we need to listen to the elders in these communities. There are dead people buried in family cemeteries on every island in this bay, and they're going to roll over in their graves if this happens, and you put their descendants out of business permanently. This is despicable. Lastly, I would point out, my question to you is simple. Think about it when you drive home on your federally taxpayer-funded drive. You're all paid to be here talking to them. They all took the day off. Remember that. Your employees. Is how can you propose a toxic plan like this and not expect us to have a public hearing where our voices are recorded? These are not concerns. These are stated facts. Respect this bay and its people or you will pay the consequences. Lastly, my name's Will Niels. I'm running for state legislature.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for your comment. Thank you for your concern. Next comment over here.
Why? No public hearing. Comment? No public hearing. Why? It's okay, a serious question. Somebody can answer that?
Yes.
Why is there no public hearing?
I'm happy to answer that.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.